By Barb Brower. Contributor. The provincial government is handing out a total of $51 million in grant funding from its local government housing initiatives funding program. But it has some strings attached. This funding, going to every municipality and regional district in BC, including $218,000 to the Columbia Shuswap Regional District, is intended to support and supplement local government activities and projects to meet the requirements of updated provincial legislation. As well, the money is to be used prior to December 31, 2025. Any funding that remains at that time must be returned to the province. Some examples of eligible projects include a new project or update to an existing plan or bylaw, housing needs reports, official community plans, OCP, zoning bylaws, development cost charge bylaw, transportation, parks or neighborhood plans, procedures bylaws, works and services bylaws, infrastructure master plans, long-term financial plans, condition and risk assessments and more. An attachment to a January 18 letter to CSRD Chief Administrative Officer John McLean from the Ministry of Housing indicated the funding could be used for project management and coordination, data collection, community engagement activities, collaboration with neighboring local governments, indigenous governments and communities, and partner organizations and several more eligible projects. At the February 15 board meeting in Salmon Arm, CSRD Electoral Area A Rural Golden Director Karen Cathcart asked if the planning department had any idea of how the funds might be used within the regional district. Development Services Manager Gerald Christie pointed out the funding is meant to go to projects to encourage more housing to be developed within all local governments in the province. It could go towards work on geohazard assessments, processes to streamline development approvals, amendments to zoning bylaws or amendments to official community plans, he said. At the staff level, we'll be looking at all options to see what would make the most sense and we'll be coming back to board soon with what could be done that's best for the CSRD. Read more. CSRD board looks at adding housing capacity in Shuswap electoral areas. Read more. CSRD seeking input from Shuswap communities impacted by 2023 wildfire.